from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Into hour number 3 with our man Turtle, filling in for Carl today. Hope everybody had an awesome weekend, and all the dads out there, hopefully you got some cool stuff. And, you know, not like, you know, socks or something. You know, something to get the dinner. I know one of my buddies, his daughter made him dinner, but she's like a vegetarian. Is that what dad wants?
No.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh.
I think there was some fish involved. So it wasn't a total write-off, but yeah. I was
all right.
I put my buddies on business on the street, Rob. Anyway, it is time for... Is Connor ready to rock? Talking some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
I mean, like a vegetarian Father's Day meal? Ugh.
I'd rather just go out.
Yeah, we did some burgers, and I did the regular turkey burgers. I brought back this Montreal seasoning from Montreal. Of course, they just call it seasoning up there. It just really is delish. Hey, man, this hour of the show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate, our weekly visit with Connor Riley from Dog Nation. Gambling makes sports fun.
Yeah, it
does. And the dogs have released, or at least Dog Nation, I should say, has released more lines. This about the SEC action. What is it, still a 13.5-point favorite against Clemson for the Benz game?
Yeah, that's the last that I had seen it. That number sort of hovered around that 13.5 range. Hasn't yet gone up to 14, though.
Connor, when it comes to some of the biggest games of the season, I guess I can't say I'm shocked to see Georgia's favored at Alabama. -5, though. That's a big vote of confidence. Do you agree?
I feel like if Nick Saban were there, this might be like closer to -2, maybe even potentially like a pick 'em. But because there's no Nick Saban there, and because it's Kalen DeBoer's first time, and because of the talent that they lost, like I was just going through their roster today. They lost 9 defensive backs to the transfer portal alone. You know, there's some reason, I think, to at least early on be skeptic about what Alabama is going to look like without the greatest coach of all time. And so some of that is baked in there. I think this clearly tells you Georgia's the most talented team in the country. And while, yes, those games are on the road at Alabama, at Texas, Georgia has just proven, I think, in a year in, year out, more consistently what they are than what the current iteration of Alabama is, led by Kalen DeBoer.
I know that Auburn and Georgia is a tremendous rivalry, and it's a shame that, you know, it's the dates get moved around, as we know, and you lose some of that tradition. But the game with Georgia at against Auburn, it's at Sanford Stadium. Who's going to be the quarterback? Because I got a bunch of Auburn friends who say they just don't believe in Peyton Thorne, and I guess there's a lot of folks at Auburn say, man, Hugh Freeze has got all these great wide receivers, but does he have the right quarterback?
Right, and that's why I struggle to take Auburn seriously at this point in time. I think they've done a good job of trying to go out and upgrade the roster around Peyton Thorne, but they didn't go out and bring in some big-name transfer quarterback this offseason, and they didn't bring in some super-hyped freshman quarterback coming in. They like Walker White a lot, but they don't have a guy that I think right now is clearly an upgrade over Peyton Thorne, or is at least an obvious one. And so I think in reality, Peyton Thorne, barring injury, is probably going to be Auburn's starting quarterback coming into that game, and that's why Georgia's a 3-touchdown favorite right now against Auburn. Now, when they played last year, Georgia was a multi-touchdown favorite. Auburn find a way to keep that close, but Auburn last year, I think, very clearly was a different team at home than they were on the road. And so I'm going to be really interested in seeing just how Auburn gets better this coming year, especially given the fact that they don't exactly play like the murderer's row of SEC teams before that game against Georgia on October 5th. So it's going to be interesting in just seeing how we evaluate an Auburn team that won't have played all that difficult of a competition at that point.
Connor Riley, Dog Nation, with us here on Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. I think everybody, Connor, October 19th is circled in red marker on the calendar. Again, though, the Dogs are a favorite on the road at Texas. Explain that one to me.
I'm actually a little bit lower on Texas than I think the national consensus seems to be at this point in time. You know, look, they bring back Quinn Ewers. They really did well at the wide receiver position in the transfer portal, bringing in Isaiah Bond from Alabama being the most notable name there. They've recruited really well on the offensive side of the ball of late, but I think what made Texas different last year was that defensive line and how well they played over the course of the season. And two of those guys are both in the NFL as top 40 picks, and as Georgia has shown more than anyone, when you lose that kind of talent to the NFL, it becomes hard to replace that on a year-in, year-out basis. And so until I see Texas sort of recruit at a level that Georgia had and developed at a level Georgia had, where, yes, they lose Devontae Wyatt, Trayvon Walker, and Jordan Davis in one year, but they have Jalen Carter waiting in the wings for that next 2022 season, Texas does not have someone of that caliber, in my mind, on their defensive line going into this year. And so I think because of that, because of the fact that Texas 116th in the country last year in pass defense there as well, I think that matchup for Georgia actually suits them well, even though it is clearly one of the most interesting games on the schedule, with Georgia being a slight favorite over the Longhorns.
It's our buddy Connor Riley, guys, from Dog Nation. Follow him at K Connor Riley and all the guys that you see covering the Dogs all year round. We were just talking about recruiting off the air. So basically, Kirby, from what I've seen, offense, defense, seems like they're covering all the bases. Any big surprises so far? And this is guys who have to play another, they'll play their senior year. And most of these guys come in January, like some guys have in years past.
Yeah, Georgia, really since the pandemic and how, because of that and the disruption that was allowed with that, they've leaned even more into getting guys into campus early for January. I believe in this last recruiting class, 22 of their 28 signees were early enrollees and thus on campus in January. Now, Georgia, I think, leans more on high school recruiting than just about any team in the country, in part because they want to develop you over the course of 4 years. So one of the things that they really push, and they start doing this even earlier now, is getting you on campus early. That way you have a chance to potentially come in and play right away. Because while, yes, it's difficult to do at a place like Georgia, we've seen guys come in and do it and carve out roles right away. And so that's something that they target early in recruiting, something they look for, guys that are going to be able to come in and play right away. Now, in certain circumstances where, you know, they go to a very nice high-end private school, they don't allow their kids to advance academically that way, it becomes difficult. But, you know, KJ Bolden was a five-star who seemed ready to go to Florida State. Week later, he's headed to Georgia, and he's already moved in. So that's something that they target, and it's something they've done for a long time. I want to say in the last, like, four recruiting cycles now, Georgia's led the country in early enrollees, and I think that pays off just because it gives them more time with these guys and allows them to develop quicker and have more time developing at a place like Georgia.
Connor, as we look at the schedule here, is there any chance in your mind that when Georgia plays Florida on November 2nd, that Billy Napier is no longer the coach?
I do think that there's a world where that exists, but it's sort of like a worst-case scenario where I know they've got that game against Miami, that's a loss. They've got the game against UCF, that's a loss. They've got a game against Tennessee, they find a way to lose that. I believe they've also got Kentucky and Texas A&M mixed in there as well. Obviously, we all know their last five games of the season are as difficult as anyone's going to play, but like if they're 2-5 going into that bye week, that's the scenario I envision where they do maybe move on from Billy Napier and make a change there, just because the noise is going to be so loud and so toxic around the direction of that program. And you're going to have guys potentially wondering, okay, well, what's Napier's status like on a week-to-week basis here? But they might win some of those toss-up games. And I think that, in my opinion, there's a big difference between Billy Napier being 2-5 going into that game against Georgia, whereas Billy Napier 4-3 going into that game against Georgia. And that might be enough to help him get through at least that bye week. But, you know, 4-8 is a real thing for Florida entering this season, given their schedule. And so Billy Napier is, I think, really going to have to show that his team has grown and so to a point where they're able to win those toss-up games against UCF, against Miami, against the Kentucky, that they, quite frankly, haven't won enough of in the past.
I'm looking right now at hotels.com. It looks like it's nearly impossible to get a room in Austin for that Texas-Georgia game on October 19th. It's also, as you guys know, with Formula One, it's the Grand Prix at COTA, the Circuit of the Americas, just down the street outside Austin. So, by the way, are you going to be there? And if so, where are you staying? Like El Paso?
I am going to be there. You know, if you're looking at flights right now, like flights into Austin that weekend are about $2,200. So I'm going to be looking to fly into either Houston or Dallas there. I do have a hotel situation taken care of, but it's something that is both really exciting, right. You know, just to get that kind of a weekend there. But I also have a very curious eye as to why ESPN, who does set up Georgia scheduling, ESPN and the SEC are all sort of mixed in together on this. Why they made this the same weekend as an F1 event, where, Mike, you know this.
Right.
These weekends attract hundreds of thousands of tourists and people from outside the United States coming to events like this. You've got a massive college football game, arguably the biggest in terms of name brands in the sport for next season, and you're just going to have fans competing against that same weekend. I know Georgia fans travel exceedingly well. I wonder if maybe this was something that Texas maybe asked for to get that this weekend. That way, hey, maybe Georgia fans get boxed out a little bit because of the price and because of what F1 means to the city of Austin.
Yeah, I mean, I'm literally looking right now at hotels.com and the Driscoll, which is an old school hotel right in the heart of the action. I think last time I stayed there with my wife for Formula One, it was like $450. And that's F1, you know, and it's going for $963 a night. So that's like $3,400 if you came in on Friday, went out on Monday, when in some cases that's what they're demanding is a 3-night stay. So, yikes. Anyway, again, or you got a buddy. I got a good friend who lives in Austin, so it might be a solo trip and crash on the couch. So we'll see about that. I'm just curious if you guys already made your travel plans. I think you have to, I guess, is the argument.
Oh yeah, I mean, when this game was announced, it became very evident very quickly that you were going to have to get your ducks in a row on this if it is something you wanted to attend. Which, you know, I mean, as a college football fan, yes, you're going to watch this every year, but at the same point in time, you know, Georgia fans are still waiting to go to College Station for the first time, and Texas A&M has been in the league since 2012. So, you know, it's one of those things, you understand why there's the demand for it, but just the timing of it all, if you're a Georgia fan that wanted to make the travel for that game, you're going to have to pay a pretty price because that's just the economics of the situation.
Right. All right, big man. We'll talk to you next week, Connor. Thanks again. And it was such a great baseball season for Georgia, but unfortunately, more pitching. I guess that'll be the calling card of the coach. We'll talk more about that next week. Thanks again.
Yep, thanks, guys.
Yeah, man, great job for Coach Johnson, but that's what he did at LSU, and I think that's one thing Georgia will need to get into Omaha. If you're watching the College World Series, a lot of drama, a lot of controversy as well. Unfortunately, Georgia couldn't get past NC State.
Their big bopper, Condon, couldn't do anything.
It won home run, but nobody on base in that final game. Hey, man, it is Chris in for Turtle. We come back. Did the Braves, sleeping bats, finally awaken? And I don't know, I'm not going to call this guy the next John Rocker. But it sure looks like the Braves have got their first Kenny.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Powers. It's coming up next.
This is Jim Rome with a Sports Minute. Dodger fan, I know you had a tough weekend.
You don't lose Michael Harris and feel better about your team's offense and ability to score runs, but they were hitting this week, Chris. I got to tell you, Austin Riley was a big storyline, and he had three home runs. He's equaled his home run total for the entire season. Imagine I told you guys he'd only have three going into Father's Day weekend. Just nuts. Chris is in for Carl today here on Dukes and Bell. This hour of the show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. So you're still kind of giving me that, like, nah. You're not sold that this is a nice offensive outburst. The bats are alive. The bats are alive.
Sample size, Mike Bell.
You're not feeling it.
What is the theme of this season been with the Braves so far?
False start.
That's
when you think they're pulling it out, they pull you back in?
Right. I'm
not pulling it out. You get what I mean.
When you're starting J.P. Martinez and Ramon Laureano is two-thirds of your outfield.
Who?
Yeah, that's unfortunately part of the problem. So that leaves the bottom third of your lineup completely exposed. And with the guys that are supposed to produce at the top of the lineup only maybe now starting to roll it over a little bit, yes, I do still have some questions.
I got to be honest, everything is great. We've been talking about trading for that all-star or that dude who can give you the spark in the previous years. We talked about Jock Peterson and Soler Rosario. 2021 was amazing. Had Josh Donaldson here a couple of years back, but that didn't lead to a World Series. But now we got the guy who's going to set the tone of the clubhouse, keep the guys loose. Because he is the living embodiment of Kenny Powers. Eastbound.
What I do, man? Two chicks at the same time, man.
Talking about Grant Holmes, who looks exactly like that guy in Office Space. Grant Holmes, who's been a career minor leaguer, unbelievable route to the majors, finally gets in the show after a decade, and he gives you three scoreless. Unfortunately, Iglesias couldn't handle his water yesterday, and you tie the game on Austin Riley's home run, only to lose it, unfortunately, in the top of the ninth. But anyway, Grant Holmes. This dude, the glorious curly mullet.
Going to stop yelling because then that'll mean I lost the fight.
The Fu Manchu. It's glorious. Oren, what was the reaction when this guy came in? Oren was at the game at Truist Park on Sunday.
First of all, it was, who the heck is this guy? And then they flash his picture up on the big screen. And you're like, oh, my God, that's glorious. Like, everything about his mane, his mustache, that is the most perfect-looking baseball player that could ever play for the Braves. That could ever be.
Dedrick Botter, who was on the Drew Carey Show, and then he makes that cameo in Office Space as an next-door neighbor. The walls are so thin, they can hear everything they're talking about. What would you do with $1 million? I'll tell you what I'd do, man. Two chicks, as if we just played the audio. He looks just like that guy. So it's literally a cross between that character and Kenny Powers. This is going to be the answer, Chris. This is going to be the answer.
This is the new Guillermo Heredia swords. Yeah.
This is filming
in the clubhouse.
This is Kung Fu Panda. This is all that wrapped into one. This is going to be the spark. You feel me? I'm spark.
He's the Braves' new official avatar. Yes.
This guy, he's trending right now on social media. The fans are going bananas. Dave O'Brien just tweeted a photo. He literally looks like a guy that just came from a softball, like beer league, man.
Here's my question, though. Can he start?
Well, no, he's going to do middle relief. He'll be in some innings. But the guy, he looked electric yesterday.
Yeah, but we need
electric.
We need a starter, Mike.
Look, we need an outfielder. We actually need two right now.
He went three innings yesterday, Chris.
Thank you.
Not bad.
Stretch him out.
Yeah, get him scratched.
Yeah, this guy, for those who don't know, he was a first-round draft pick, 22nd overall, drafted by the Dodgers, who generally know something about pitching back in 14. He then got traded to the A's. It was a Rich Hill trade, brought Rich Hill to the Dodgers back in the day.
Oh, my goodness.
And then remember, Rich Hill got them, you know, that World Series. They got beat by the Astros. But anyway, then he plays in the A's system. He kicks around all their different levels and eventually gets released back in the summer of 22. We pick him up on a minor league deal, and he works all the way up from Florida to high A, makes it to the Stripers last year, tries to test the water in free agency, doesn't get anything, and then re-signs with the Braves, and then he gets called up yesterday. It's a great story.
It is. But
comic relief, looseness.
Yes.
Good old-fashioned Southern boy.
Yes, sir.
From Conway, South Carolina. I mean, he was a bonus baby. I guarantee you when the Dodgers gave him that $2 million, he bought two jet skis.
Or something like that.
Just like Kenny Powers, man.
And a lifetime supply of red Marlboros.
Oren, you know he's got a friend who owns a car dealership. It looks like Ric Flair. You know this has to exist.
Ashley Schaefer. Ashley Schaefer BMW.
Do you think that his dad looks like Don Johnson?
Oh, absolutely.
Needless to say, I'm a big fan. I was a big fan of Eastbound and Down. So anyway, that's part of it. We'll get serious now for a minute. Big problem is, though, it's a hamstring injury for Michael Money Harris. And, Chris, you looked it up. The kind of issue, he could be gone for a month minimum.
Yeah, there's three different levels to a hamstring strain. There's a grade 1, 2, and 3. He has a 2, which is considered mediocre or mild, wherever you want to put it. And he could be out anywhere from like 3 to 6 to maybe even 8 weeks, depending on just how bad it is. And again, we're joking, but when you have JP Martinez and Ramon Laureano as 2/3 of your outfield, that's not good enough.
Yeah, it's not good. The one good news, as we said, that from the weekend was Austin Riley. He does come alive. Unfortunately, some sad news because he found out late Saturday night into Sunday morning that a good friend, a mentor to him, somebody listed as like basically right up there with his dad as far as the influence he's had on his baseball journey, named Mike Brumley, who played in the major leagues and had been working as a hitting instructor for a number of years. And that was part of Austin's climb to the big leagues. He was a huge, huge mentor to him. So he signals up to the sky as he's rounding the bases, hitting the home run. Again, I don't know where the Braves are going to go. I do know this. They're hitting. Slugging percentage is up. They win 3 of their last 4, while the Phillies, by the way, do lose 4 of their last 5, for what it's worth.
Yeah, they're not exactly as dominant as they were to start the season. But at the same time, Mike Bell, they still have an 8-game lead, which is nothing to sneeze at. But we'll see what the Braves can do. One good thing coming out here is they are playing the Tigers for the next 3 games, who are not good. So you got Max Fried on the hill tonight against some guy I never heard of, and you take advantage of that, and then you start building the blocks back one by one. But you also need to look at the long-term picture because there's still 90 games left.
Now, the good news is, did I mention Grant Holmes is here?
Yeah.
It's time for Kenny Powerstyle Mojo. Here's Snicker on the lifelong minor leaguer making his debut in the show.
It's awesome. It's happy for him. Guy that's been around as long as he has and just keep fighting and grinding through, and it's just really cool. And he did a great job. I mean, I can't think where our bullpen would be right now if it wasn't for him.
Yeah, it was obviously really important yesterday, but then again, at the end of the day, the guy that you trust more than anybody else to get the job done doesn't get it done. And Joe Jimenez has struggled of late, and Aaron Bummer and Pierce Johnson and all these guys that they brought in to be high leverage relievers, I don't necessarily think I can count on some of those guys right now, Mike.
Come on, man. This guy looks like a Civil War reenactor meets Kenny Powers. This thing is good. I'm telling you.
What are you getting the jersey? You ordered it already?
Let's just wait and see how he does, you know, because I mean, I wouldn't run just out there just yet, but this is a guy he's poised. This could be our Matzik. You realize this could be the Matzik now that Matzik's gone for this Braves team. I don't think you're underestimating the power of the mullet. Have you ever had a mullet?
God, no.
See, you don't know what it's about, man. I rocked a mullet in the late 80s, early 90s. Matter of fact, I'll post some of those photos up a little bit later. Let's get more from Snicker on the Braves offense coming alive. It's alive!
It's you know, what we've been waiting for, pretty much, for him to get off the ground. And Matt's swinging the bat really well. And Jared continues to swing the bat, you know, good. So, yeah, it's kind of, we're healing.
As if they had like an open wound that needed surgery. I mean, that's right. What it felt like watching them for the past month or so. But again, we need to take it one game at a time. You can't say it's fixed or it's broken right now. It's somewhere in between, Mike, because the sample size that we saw leading up to this point is too big to ignore.
You don't realize the power of this guy. This is exactly what we've been looking for. The guy, when you look at in the locker room, you kind of go, and he loosens everything up. Everybody's feeling good about it. It's the story of the journeyman finally getting his shot. Here's speaking of journeyman, Jared Kelnick. You're gonna love this soundbite. Here's Kelnick talking about finally getting things on track.
Yeah. I think we're not missing mistakes. That's the biggest thing. And when you got such talented lineup like we do, when we don't miss mistakes, we're a pretty dangerous club.
Put that on a T-shirt. When we're not missing mistakes, we're pretty dangerous.
Yeah, go Jared Kelnick.
Come on, yeah, you never on board with Kelnick.
Yeah, go Kelnick.
You know what? You just watch now. See, the good news is this is funny. Now, if we go on a run, win like 7 of 8, Carl comes back from vacation, I go, see, it's all good.
Yeah, exactly. You can rub it right in his face. You know what's funny about Kelnick, in all seriousness? Someone was ratting on me yesterday on Twitter after he hit the home run.
Right.
And he was like, man, don't you see? Kelnick's turning it around, man. I'm like, hey, you know how many home runs he has? 6.
Yeah.
You know how many home runs Duvall has?
Right.
6.
Yeah, he's got the same amount as Austin Riley now. See, the Rome wasn't built in a day.
I guess not, Mike Bell. Yeah. I guess not.
You know, I mean, that's where it's at. I mean, come on. Get, you know, you got to have some. You're a glass half empty guy, aren't you?
No.
You got to be a glass half full guy.
No, I am a sports realist.
Uh-huh.
And I know that AA better be on the phone right now with Luis Robert's agent saying,
right,
what is it going to take?
Go to Mike Bell ATL right now. Take a look at Grant Holmes' hair. It's magic. And see if you think this would be just what the doctor ordered here.
The rally mullet.
It is, man. And because now we can start wearing, like, you know, guys wear like the, and even the ladies will wear those mustaches when Strider's out there. Now we can have guys wear the hat, like the Gallagher hair in the back when the guy comes in.
And it comes with a warm can of Budweiser.
I like it, man. He strikes me as, you know, he could be a PBR guy. I don't know. I'll have to wait and see.
That's a good call. That's a good call.
We'll find out. Hey, and we must now, again, you're working today as an on-air host. If you were producing, we must get Grant Holmes on the radio. This is an absolute
I
it
do
has
have
to
the
happen.
Braves PR guys.
All right, let's get on it, man. Guys, this is the key, guys. We're all waiting for a spark. Yes, I know it coincides with losing Michael Money Harris for a month. Let's not get hung up on the small details.
In the weeds, yeah. Mike.
No, in all seriousness, if you missed it, we spoke with Rob Bradford, our Odyssey MLB insider. We're going to replay that for you in the 6 o'clock hour about potential trade partners for the Braves. I know we've talked about Pham with the White Sox, other guys, maybe try to raid the A's. And I think, Chris, we'll talk more about it with Rob. But you and I, in all seriousness, we've got to preemptively move on the trade deadline before everyone else gets a shot at an outfielder. A real, and not just somebody that's going to do for a budget. No money ball, 3-for-1. We need to go get a star right now.
There are way too many teams that are still involved in playoff races. Braves need to go now.
Hey, man, we'll come back. How about Bill Belichick? Still got some game. Mumbles picking up a 22-year-old on the plane. Now they're dating. We'll tell you about that in Guy Talk coming up next.
Pride here. We've done a lot of work lately, complete renovations. We got beautiful cars, beautiful surroundings.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It's time for Guy Talk.
Yes! Never mind.
It's time for shenanigans.
Yes!
Brought to you by Hooters. If the game is on, it's on at Hooters. Any conference, all season long.
Welcome to Atlanta. Where players play. Welcome back, our boss, Mike Conti. Just had an awesome vacation. It was funny. Mike had this email he put out. It's like, don't bother me while I'm on vacation, which was clearly stated. Squid Billy then steps in. I'm assistant brand manager. You talk to the meat man.
Oh, and step in, he did.
Big man's out. I'm in charge. It's kind of like when Alexander Haig took over when Reagan got shot. But anyway, Mike is back, and we're having a blast.
I'm a man, I can tell you that.
Oh, you sure can.
So, Conti is back in the office. Good to have our boss back. And we had some more good numbers for the show, so thanks again for the best audience out there for keep on trucking with us. I was joking around with Chris and Oren today. We talked about Oren's situation. He rents a nice house. Unfortunately, the AC is all kaput. Now he's got to get the landlord to step up, because that's part of it. Especially they got a young child, so you can't have a kid out there in like ridiculous heat. I was today outside, what do you even call the unit with the fan in it? You know, the air conditioning unit, like, that's outside the house. I don't even know what that thing's even called. Well, anyway, like, the thing, I got there's two of these things on my house, one on one side, one on the other, and one on my bedroom side of the house all kaput. And so we had to call the guy. So today he's here. And when I say I'm not a very technical person, I mean that as honestly as I can tell you. I'm okay. In the old days, I could change like a spark plug. I could change oil. I'm good under the hood. Anything else, completely worthless. My father was like that as well. But so today, he's explaining to me, this unit, and he has like the whole thing hooked up and everything's connected. And he's, this score should be this and this number should be that. I mean, again, you could have told me anything. I wouldn't have no clue. He could have said, you see, this is 18. That's really low. I mean, what am I going to, I'd be like that scene in Mr. Mom when Michael Keaton, for those who don't remember, he gets laid off at work in Detroit, and his wife's boss comes in, and they're going on a trip for business, and he's trying to act all manly because he just lost his job, and he's got a saw out there, he's got his overalls, and he goes, so what are you doing? He goes, yeah, I'm taking the time, going to redo the living room. And Martin Mull goes, are you going to do a 220? He's like, yeah, 220, 221.
Johnson rod. Yeah, well, you better put one of those on.
221, whatever it takes. And that's me. So I sat there dutifully, and thanks to the guy's name is Trevor, did a really nice job explaining everything, and here's what we need to do, and we're gonna replace this and that, and this thing was a house like 30 years old, so some of these units, against work. But literally, Chris, the whole time he's talking about the BTUs and everything else, my eyes are literally glazing over in my head like a slot machine with the thousands of dollars I'm now going to have to spend or finance on this thing. So that was my Monday. Somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Well, a very expensive case of the Mondays, unfortunately.
Yeah man. Hey, here's a guy living his best life. I don't have a problem with this. Bill Belichick. And now the word's out. He's got himself a nice young lady girlfriend.
Emphasis on young.
Hey, man. You know, we get hung up on age here in America. Over in Spain, in France, in Italy, no one gets hung up on a guy dating a girl 50 years younger. Or in this case, 48 years younger. But here we get, we all get on our high horse. Oh, pshaw. Good for Belichick. Probably means he's never going to coach again, right?
Well, we were just talking about this, actually. Yeah, because if I'm the, Oakland Raiders and we let go of our coach 1 year in because we hired the wrong guy, or Las Vegas Raiders, rather, Antonio Pierce, am I calling Bill Belichick and saying, hey, you bringing your sweetheart with you? And she's applying to get her first rent-a-car this weekend.
I don't know if this signals something in his life that, perhaps he's just prepared to get to the next chapter and he's not coaching. But, hey, as I said, it doesn't matter anywhere else in the world, but here in America, we get hung up on this. We go, that's so disgusting. Not really. He apparently met this young lady on a flight from Boston down to Fort Lauderdale. And she, at the time, was like just 21. And according to the Boston Globe, the two initially bonded over a philosophy project she was working on at the time.
So regular sleepless.
Was helping her with her homework, Mike.
So you're a big fan of Nietzsche? Maybe Kierkegaard? Yeah, I hear you.
I am, therefore I am.
Yeah, he related that to how he used to design defenses for the Patriots.
Big fan of Aristotle.
You know, I took the road less traveled.
Big fan of Aristotle and Ron Earhart. The offensive philosophy. Anyway. I'm sorry. Without Nietzsche said, without no music, life would be a mistake. Really, Bill? What was his rap like on the plane? Anyway, they become friends, stay in contact. He breaks up with his... for some more appropriately aged lady friend, and then reconnects with this young lady who's 24. Apparently, she's a beauty pageant winner. She'd been a cheerleader in college, won a National Cheerleaders Association championship with her squad. Belichick was spotted at a cheerleading competition in March 2024.
Oh, no.
Hudson, her name, last name Hudson, completed her cosmetology professional license at New England Hair Academy while duly enrolled at Bridgewater State University. She's a zesty brunette with sparkling eyes. Graduated in the class of 22, and now spending time with Belichick. Good for him. Good for you.
Well, my question is this, Mike. How much pressure does she put on him to make it official so that she can sneak right in there?
Get a ring on it? I don't think Belichick's in that. I don't think that's the next step for a guy. That you take this, enjoy the ride, and you roll with it. Her name, again, Jordan Hudson is her name, and you can look it up, just Belichick's girlfriend. Whether Belichick wanted this to go public, it's out there now. They got it. New York Post has got it now, too, and now TMZ Sports has it as well. Good for you, Bill. Hey, speaking of TMZ Sports, sometimes we get stuff off of Twitter from those guys, and they catch something. Usually, you're the one who's got a degree in social media. What was it with Trey? pray this weekend that got you all flummoxed.
Okay. So he did this again for the second time in the last couple of weeks. From the maker of, you know, it's against all odds or whatever his quote was, he now comes out with, Mike, here's the thing. If you're going to do this and you're going to post on social media and you're going to be cryptic about it, control what you can control was the message he put out there and a video of him taking shots in a gym. Maybe think about the state of your franchise before you hit send. And then he doubled down on it, Mike Bell, by doing his annual cleansing of the timeline, which is where he goes back in to his socials and he deletes everything Atlanta Hawks related.
Really?
Coincidence? Coinkydink.
Yeah. Landry Fields, by the way, he did one of his typical corporate speak press conferences where he kind of just used a lot of buzzwords. We'll give you some of that coming up a little bit later because I know a lot of Hawks fans want to know, are we going to use that first overall pick? So you're a little nervous about this?
Well, I mean, again, if you're supposed to be the man in Atlanta right now, you know, Ronald Acuna's out, Kirk hasn't thrown a pass yet, you're still the guy, Trey. This is how you're choosing to represent yourself as the face of the team and the face of the city by continuing to post nonsense online that the only thing it does is leave Hawks fans, leave Hawks media, and Hawks management, because we asked Steve Kunin about this,
right,
and he didn't have a good answer for it either.
I know that a lot of folks just not as compelled by the first overall pick because it's just it's the polar opposite of Victor Wembanyama, where everyone knew that there was a whole much so much expectation. So the one year that I get it, if you're a Hawks fan, womp womp, it's, you know, we finally get our first round pick, first overall in the history of the franchise, and there's really not a consensus who you should go with. But Landry Fields does say that he thinks we're going to hold on to the pick at least as of right now. I just think, keep it simple, stupid. Go with Sarr. Get the big 7-footer. Get the rim protector. And let Trey pick and roll, presumably, and you trade DeJounte.
But I need Trey to be all in, Mike. This sort of stuff makes it feel like easy.
Maybe in Trey's defense, the organization is sending him mixed messages. I don't know.
Yeah, but you know what? Be better. Be above it. Be somebody that, even if they are sending you mixed messages, you need to represent.
So you feel this is just childish from Trey to send something cryptic and then to scrub your Hawks media?
And for it to be the second time you've done this in the last like 4 or 5 weeks. Because he did it the first time. Social media got set ablaze. You know, whatever, nowadays, everyone, you can't trust anyone nowadays or whatever the quote was that he said. And then he does this. You know, it's just, I don't like the look from the guy that's supposed to be the star of the team.
Right.
It comes off in a bad light to me. And if I'm somebody who's a max player in the NBA and I have all the money and I have all the star power, I have to represent my team at least a little bit.
Well, Trevor, you failed to mention there's a new look for Trey right now, too. We have bearded Trey, by the way, now.
I like it.
That's right.
Bearded Trey. So
the elder of the tribe, the leader.
There it is. So maybe this is like an evil sort of like just different Trey that we have right now than before.
Right,
yes.
Hey, by the way, Oren, real quick, if Belichick was working philosophy into his rap on the plane, presumably sitting in first class with his 21-year-old, what do you think is a better pickup line?
And those who were seen dancing were thought to be insane by those who could not hear the music.
Or do you go with,
there's always some madness in love, but there's always some reason in madness.
Madness and love.
You think that's a better line for Belichick? So next time you're sitting next to a 21-year-old philosophy student, see if you can roll some Belichick-style Nietzsche
references. Spy over and see her doing a project. Just dropped a philosophy quote on her real quick to see how she reacts to it.
Sorry, that story just blows my mind. I'm with Chris, though, as far as Trey, in why do you do, because actions have consequences or at least implications, right?
Right,
in this
exactly.
case.
Yes.
Because it's then left to us in the media and Trey fans and those maybe critics of Trey to then wonder, what exactly is he getting after here?
Could be something or could be nothing, but you know what? We don't know.
All right, man. We'll come back. We got more to dive into. We will talk more about the Hawks. You'll hear what Landry Fields had to say as part of the Strong Arm story, in addition to will the Celtics close him out and get it done up there in Beantown tonight. That is one of the storylines. Also, Grant McCauley. We'll talk to him about the Braves' good news, bad news. Money Harris is out, but it seems like the bats have come alive. This hour of the show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. We'll come back, talk about the Falcons. Some folks still kind of in their bag about the Calais Campbell thing, but one of those guys is Chris.
He's just so negative.
It's all coming up next on Dukes and Bell.
It's time for Guy Talk.
Yes! Never mind.
It's time for Shenanigans. Yes! Brought to you by Hooters. If the game is on, it's on at Hooters. Any conference, all season long.
Where the players play. Welcome back. Our boss, Mike Conti, just had an awesome vacation. It was funny. Mike had this email he put out. It's like, don't bother me while I'm on vacation, which was clearly stated. Squid Billy then steps in. I'm assistant brand manager. You talk to the meat man.
Oh, and step in he did.
Big man's out. I'm in charge. It's kind of like when Alexander Haig took over when Reagan got shot. But anyway, Mike is back, and we're having a blast.
I'm a man, I can tell you that.
Oh, you sure can.
So, Conti is back in the office. Good to have our boss back. And we had some more good numbers for the show, so thanks again for the best audience out there for keep on trucking with us. I was joking around with Chris and Oren today. We talked about Oren's situation. He rents a nice house. Unfortunately, the AC is all kaput. Now he's got to get the landlord to step up, because that's part of it. Especially they got a young child, so you can't have a kid out there in like ridiculous heat. I was today outside. What do you even call the unit with the fan in it? You know, the air conditioning unit, like, that's outside the house. I don't even know what that thing's even called. Well, anyway, like, the thing, I got two, there's two of these things on my house, one on one side, one on the other, and one on my bedroom side of the house all kaput. And so we had to call the guy. So today he's here. And when I say I'm not a very technical person, I mean that as honestly as I can tell you. I'm okay. In the old days, I could change like a spark plug. I could change oil. That's about it. I'm good under the hood. Anything else, completely worthless. My father was like that as well. But so today, he's explaining to me, this unit, well, and he has like the whole thing hooked up and everything's connected. And this score should be this and this number should be that. I mean, again, you could have told me anything. I wouldn't have no clue. He could have said, well, you see, this is 18. That's really low. I mean, what am I going to, yeah, you know, I'd be like that scene in Mr. Mom when Michael Keaton, for those who don't remember, he gets laid off at work in Detroit, and his wife's boss comes in, and they're going on a trip for business, and he's sitting there, he's trying to call manly because he just lost his job, and he's got his, like, he's got a saw out there, he's got his overalls, and he goes, so what are you doing? He goes, yeah, I'm taking the time, going to redo the living room. And Martin Mull goes, are you going to do a 220? He's like, yeah, 220, 221.
Johnson rod. Yeah, well, you better put one of those on.
221, whatever it takes. And that's me. So I sat there dutifully, and thanks to the guy's name is Trevor, did a really nice job explaining everything, and here's what we need to do, and we're gonna replace this and that, and this thing was a house like 30 years old, so some of these units, you know, they get some work. But literally, Chris, the whole time he's talking about the BTUs and everything else, my eyes are literally glazing over. Yes. In my head like a slot machine with the thousands of dollars I'm now going to have to spend or finance on this thing. So that was my Monday. Somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Well, very expensive case of the Mondays, unfortunately.
Yeah, man. Hey, here's a guy living his best life. I don't have a problem with this. Bill Belichick. And now the word's out. He's got himself a nice young lady girlfriend.
Emphasis on young.
Hey, man. You know, we get hung up on age here in America. Over in Spain, in France, in Italy, no one gets hung up on a guy dating a girl 50 years younger, or in this case, 48 years younger. But here we get, oh, we all get on our high horse. Oh, pshaw. Good for Belichick. Probably means he's never going to coach again, right?
Well, we were just talking about this, actually. Yeah, because if I'm the, you know, Oakland Raiders and we let go of our coach 1 year in because we hired the wrong guy, or Las Vegas Raiders, right, rather, Antonio Pierce, am I calling Bill Belichick and saying, hey, you bringing your sweetheart with you? And she's applying to get her first rent-a-car this weekend.
I don't know if this signals something in his life that, okay, perhaps he's just prepared to get to the next chapter and he's not coaching. But hey, as I said, it doesn't matter anywhere else in the world, but here in America, we get hung up on this. We go, oh, that's so disgusting. Not really. He apparently met this young lady on a flight from Boston down to Fort Lauderdale. And she, at the time, was like just 21. And according to the Boston Globe, the two initially bonded over a philosophy project she was working on at the time.
So regular sleepless.
Was helping her with her homework, yeah. Mike.
So you're a big fan of Nietzsche? Maybe Kierkegaard? Yeah, I hear you.
I am, therefore I am.
Yeah, he related that to how he used to design defenses for the Patriots.
Big fan of Aristotle. Yeah.
You know, I took the road less traveled.
Big fan of Aristotle and Ron Earhart. The offensive philosophy.
Anyway.
I'm sorry. Without Nietzsche said, without no music, life would be a mistake.
Really, Bill? What was his rap like on the plane? Anyway, they become friends, stay in contact. He breaks up with his for some more appropriately aged lady friend, and then reconnects with this young lady who's 24. Apparently, she's a beauty pageant winner. She'd been a cheerleader in college, won a National Cheerleaders Association championship with her squad. Belichick was spotted at a cheerleading competition in March 2024.
Oh, no.
Hudson, her name, last name Hudson, completed her cosmetology professional license at New England Hair Academy while duly enrolled at Bridgewater State University. She's a zesty brunette with sparkling eyes, graduated in the class of 22, and now spending time with Belichick. Good for him. Good for you.
Well, my question is this, Mike. How much pressure does she put on him to make it official so that she can sneak right in there?
Get a ring on it? I don't think Belichick's in that. I don't think that's the next step for a guy. That you take this, enjoy the ride, and you roll with it. Her name, again, Jordan Hudson is her name, and you can look it up, just the Belichick's girlfriend. Whether Belichick wanted this to go public, it's out there now. They got it. New York Post has got it now, too, and now TMZ Sports has it as well. Good for you, Bill. Hey, speaking of TMZ Sports, sometimes we get stuff off of Twitter from those guys, and they catch something. Usually you're the one who's like you got a degree in social media. What was it with Trey this weekend that got you all flummoxed?
Okay, so he did this again for the second time in the last couple of weeks. From the maker of, you know, it's against all odds or whatever his quote was, he now comes out with, Mike, here's the thing. If you're going to do this and you're going to post on social media and you're going to be cryptic about it, control what you can control was the message he put out there in a video of him taking shots in a gym. Maybe think about the state of your franchise before you hit send. And then he doubled down on it, Mike Bell, by doing his annual cleansing of the timeline, which is where he goes back in to his socials and he deletes everything Atlanta Hawks related.
Really?
Coincidence? Coinky dink.
Yeah, Landry Fields, by the way, he did one of his typical corporate speak press conferences where he kind of just used a lot of buzzwords. We'll give you some of that coming up a little bit later because I know a lot of Hawks fans want to know, are we going to use that first overall pick? So you're a little nervous about this?
Well, I mean, again, if you're supposed to be the man in Atlanta right now, you know, Ronald Acuna's out, Kirk hasn't thrown a pass yet, you're still the guy, Trey. This is how you're choosing to represent yourself as the face of the team and the face of the city, by continuing to post nonsense online that the only thing it does is leave Hawks fans, leave Hawks media, and Hawks management, because we asked Steve Kunin about this, right, and he didn't have a good answer for it either.
I know that a lot of folks just not as compelled by the first overall pick because it's the polar opposite of Victor Wembanyama, where everyone knew that there was so much expectation. So the one year that I get it, if you're a Hawks fan, womp womp, it's, you know, we finally get our first round pick, first overall in the history of the franchise, and there's really not a consensus who you should go with. But Landry Fields does say that he thinks we're going to hold on to the pick, at least as of right now. I just think, keep it simple, stupid. Go with Sarr. Get the big 7-footer. Get the rim protector. And let Trey pick and roll, presumably, and you trade DeJounte.
But I need Trey to be all in, Mike. And this sort of stuff makes it feel like easy.
Maybe in Trey's defense, the organization is sending him mixed messages. I don't know.
Yeah, but you know what? Be better. Be above it. Be somebody that, even if they are sending you mixed messages, you need to represent.
So you feel this is just childish from Trey, to send something cryptic and then to scrub your Hawks media?
And for it to be the second time you've done this in the last, like, 4 or 5 weeks. Because he did it the first time. Social media got set ablaze. You know, whatever, nowadays, everyone, you can't trust anyone nowadays, or whatever the quote was that he said. And then he does this. You know, it's just, I don't like the look from the guy that's supposed to be the star of the team.
Right.
It just comes off in a bad light to me. And if I'm somebody who's a max player in the NBA and I have all the money and I have all the star power, I have to represent my team at least a little bit.
Well, Charlie, you failed to mention there's a new look for Trey right now, too. We have bearded Trey, by the way, now.
I like it.
That's right.
Bearded Trey. So
the elder of the tribe, the leader.
There it is. So maybe this is like an evil sort of like just different Trey that we have right now than before. Right. Yes.
Hey, by the way, Oren, real quick, if Belichick was working philosophy into his rap on the plane, presumably sitting in first class with his 21-year-old, what do you think is a better pickup line?
And those who were seen dancing were thought to be insane by those who could not hear the music.
Or do you go with,
there's always some madness in love. but there's always some reason in madness.
Oh, madness and love.
You think that's
gosh,
a better line for Belichick? So next time you're sitting next to a 21-year-old philosophy student, see if you can roll some Belichick-style Nietzsche
references. Spy over and see her doing a project. Just dropped a philosophy quote on her real quick to see how she reacts to it.
Sorry, that story just blows my mind. I'm with Chris, though, as far as Trey. And why do you do, because actions have consequences or at least implications, right?
Right,
in this
exactly.
case.
Yes.
Because it's then left to us in the media and Trey fans and those maybe critics of Trey to then wonder what exactly is he getting after here.
Could be something or could be nothing, but you know what? We don't know.
All right, man. We'll come back. We got more to dive into. We will talk more about the Hawks. You'll hear what Landry Fields had to say as part of the Strong Arm story, in addition to will the Celtics close him out and get it done up there in Beantown tonight. That is one of the storylines. Also, Grant McCauley, we'll talk to him about the Braves' good news, bad news. Money Harris is out, but it seems like the bats have come alive. This hour of the show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. We'll come back, talk about the Falcons. Some folks still kind of in their bag about the Calais Campbell thing, but one of those guys is Chris. He's just so negative. It's all coming up next on Dukes and Bell.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.